Nope, you're not going to hear where we are. So we're reading Hebrews chapter 10, verse 15 to 25, and that's on page 1191 of the Bibles. 1191 of the Bibles. Does anyone not have a Bible? We can get you one. Does anyone not have a Bible and want a Bible? Okay, Hebrews chapter 10. From verse 15. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more, as you see the day approaching.
Let me pray to start off with. Heavenly Father, I pray that you might be doing what I cannot do. I want to thank you for the great blessing that Logos is, and I pray that my final words might be fitting and bring you glory. Amen. Your final words. What would your final words be to someone? If you have... So I thought about that. I was like, what do you say for final words? Do you just say goodbye? I've been here for 6 years. All right, since year six. So that's longer than 6 years. I've been here since year six, with a break after year 12 for about a term, and then I started leading. Logos holds a very, very close place in my heart. It is one of the things I really look forward to on my Friday nights at the end of my week. Some weeks I'll just be dead on my feet. I'll just be dead on my feet, and I'll come to Logos, and I'll really not be in the mood for Logos, but at the leaders' meeting, when we pray before the night starts, I'm refocused, and it refreshes me and reminds me of what we're actually doing on Friday nights, and I'm keen for the rest of the night. I've seen Logos turn boys, some of you guys, who you were boys, and I've seen Logos be used by God in such a way that it turns you into men of God. I've seen it turn me from a boy into a man of God. Many of you guys particularly, you have been in Bible studies with me for a few years, and it has been a real blessing. It has been a real blessing. I've read the Bible with you. I've kicked balls at your head. I've tried to cripple you in games. I've prayed with you. I've cried with a few of you. I've shared when my times have been tough. And I've walked alongside you when your times have been tough. I'm really going to miss Logos. I really am. When I was preparing for this talk, someone asked me how I felt, and I felt sad. And I think that was a right feeling, because I was really actually getting what I'm saying. Getting the talk is a farewell talk. And so it's a sad talk. I really love you guys a lot. So what do you say? What do you say? Goodbye just doesn't seem to fill the just over 10 minutes. And doesn't seem to just sort of cut what Logos really is. So I think about your future. I think about what you're going to face. And this is all I know. All I know is that there will be times in your life that despite all of our prayers and best efforts, that you will struggle with things that you never thought you would struggle with, that you will fall short in areas, or you will walk along a path that you never even thought that you would go there. In fact, you promised yourself that you wouldn't, but nonetheless, you are walking that path. Perhaps some of you are currently doing that. There are going to be times in your life when temptation just seems too strong. When it seems like it would be a happier option to just go with what the world says. Where it would be lighter on your shoulder. And friends, it would definitely be easier. When all of my friends are wanting to go and drink and party. When I feel lonely, like no one cares. Maybe I should settle for that guy or girl. When work is offering that extra money on a Friday or Saturday night. After all, it's only going to be a week or two that I'll do it for. What about when your battle with pornography just doesn't seem to go away? When you just want to fit in, feel loved. And so there's a very large part of me which really doesn't want to leave. Which really just doesn't want to leave because I want to stand here with you and I want to do whatever I can. I want to do whatever I can to make sure you walk out the other side still clinging to Jesus, still clinging to his cross. So I really do not want to leave. I really don't want the power of sin, the power that sin has, to make you feel like you don't belong anymore. To make you feel like you've gone too far, both with God, but also that you don't really fit in or belong with your church friends or your youth group friends anymore. Because there are a few things both I and the devil know. And one of those things is that a lone soldier gets shot. A lone soldier gets shot. I want you to remember that. So here's what I want to say. Keep meeting together. Keep meeting together. Keep meeting together. Because here's my biggest fear. That in the face of all of these things, that you will fall away. That you'll fall short. And because you fall short, that you'll fall away. I want you to keep meeting together. So that you can encourage yourselves and one another. That you can spur one another on. Not for a good time. Not just for a good time, but to make one another more like Jesus. That you remind each other of verse 17 in your Bibles where it said that their sins and lawless acts he will remember no more. He's not going to remember our sins and our lawless acts. He doesn't remember our sins and our lawless acts. Why? Because Jesus died for you. A simple truth. But the temptation is going to be that it's too simple. It's too simple. Maybe it's just too boring. Maybe it's just too hard. Maybe you feel like you can't match up to the Christian standards anymore. Listen, God knows you're going to stuff up. I want to say that. God knows you're going to stuff up and he knows you're going to do it often. He knows you're going to fall and feel unworthy and unloved. He knows that you're going to be tempted to give up because it's hard to be different from your friends. He knows how much you dread the idea of losing your friends or being considered an outcast, how much that terrifies you. And that, friends, is the whole point of the cross. The whole point of the cross is that you might see just how far God is willing to go to make you belong, how far God is willing to go to make you his. That you might see that Jesus was made an outcast, that he was deserted by everyone he ever loved. Because God wanted you. Because he wanted to keep you as his, no matter what, even though he knew you would fail. That despite who we are, the choices we make, or how we've even been hurt, that we might have confidence and assurance, it's amazing, to enter the very presence of God. This is, friends, is what verse 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 is all about. That by his blood, through his body, we might draw near to God with full assurance. In verse 22, he says this, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. And then he goes on to talk about, do not stop meeting together. See, the writer's reason why we should meet together is because he knows what Jesus' death has done. And he knows that we are quick to forget that. He knows we're quick to forget that and believe the lie that the world is actually the better option. That we're quick to believe the lie that you're too dirty or too sinful for God. Friends, keep meeting together. Keep meeting together. Because while, like I said at the beginning, I've seen God do amazing things and phenomenal things among people at Logos, I've also seen many, many people at Logos who I thought were solid. And then 2-3 years later, they're not going to Bible study. They're not going to church. And they're no longer Christian. Keep meeting together. A lone soldier gets shot. And what we want at Logos is not just to invest in people so that you guys are Christians now. Or not just now, at least. What we are after is that people who will be Christians 60 years from now. That you might be a Christian on the very day that you die, because it's coming. Let me finish with this story. I remember 3 years ago, I was standing on the beach in Fiji with a whole bunch of my Christian friends, and there was a bonfire on the beach. We were all just chilling around that, singing, just chilling, talking. It was awesome. And I walked over to the water, and I stood about ankle deep in the water, and I was just looking up at the sky. I was looking up at the sky, and I was just imagine if Jesus comes back right now as I'm watching it. And I was like, imagine if I'm watching it and I just see it just crack open. And I was imagining this, and I was like, now, what a now. And so imagine like we're watching this and the roof just gets ripped open. And when Jesus, like, because that could happen. Like, it could happen any moment. So imagine if you're actually watching it. Imagine how amazing that would be. And my friend walked up and he joined me and he said, oh, you're all right, because it's by myself and he just wanted to make sure. I said, yeah, I'm fine. And I told him what I was doing. So he stood there and we started talking about it together, and we started doing it together, like, imagine now. Like, and we were like, imagine, like, if you just see it just rip open, just start to split. So imagine if you see the roof split right now. And we started to talk about, imagine just looking around and just seeing each other just starting to be lifted up and raised up. And imagine just being just amazed because you're like, yes, we're going up to Jesus. Imagine looking around. And then it struck us. Imagine if we looked around and we're all going up to heaven, but then there's like one or two people who weren't. Imagine if we're looking around and then we're all starting to get lifted up, but Matt's not coming. Matt's actually staying there. Or Steph, or whoever, one of our mates. Not you, Matt. But imagine that. And we're just gutted. We're just gutted. Because the reason, friends, why this writer writes this is because he's eager for them to keep meeting together. Because some have stopped meeting together. Some have stopped. And friends, we all know people who have stopped coming, who have stopped meeting together. We all know that. We all know those people. It's as real today as it was back then. But he says, don't stop meeting together, because this isn't the end. This isn't the end. But there will be a final end. There will be a final day. There will be a judgment day. And so he says, verse 24, he says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on, that we might be carrying and pushing one another forward, that we might be doing whatever it takes to get the other person across the line towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as the day approaches. As the day is approaching. That when you have your doubts and your struggles, which are coming, that you might not separate yourself from your mates. Because that's going to be the temptation. That you might keep remembering that Jesus wants you. That he knew that you were going to fall short, but he wants you. That Jesus desires you. Why? Because he does. Because he does. Jesus loves you and wants you because he does. When I was praying for you guys for the future, what was I praying? And this is how I came to the passage that I chose for tonight. Because I think it sums up well what my prayer is for you guys. That you might remember that you have been washed and that you might spur one another on and might not stop meeting together so that on that final day we might all be there. Because friends, this isn't the end. This isn't the end. But there is an end. Let me pray. God our Father, I pray for this lot as I'll be leaving my final Logos in a few weeks. Lord, I pray for them. I pray. I want to thank you that Logos is bigger than just me. I want to thank you that Logos is bigger than just Kat and Dan or anyone else, Lord. We want to thank you that Logos is about Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you might help these guys that when temptation, when struggles come along, that they might not give up meeting together, but they might spur one another forward. Amen.